This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montagne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. Strictly by the numbers, the Democratic presidential race has not changed much. Hillary Clinton won Pennsylvania yesterday, but Barack Obama still leads in delegates. So this morning, we'll ask what has changed. We'll get some analysis from Tucker Eskew, who worked in President Bush's 2004 campaign. Welcome to the program.
Good morning.
And also from Jennifer Palmieri, who was press secretary for Democrat John Edwards when he ran in 2004. Welcome to you.
Thank you.
And let me start with you, Jennifer Palmieri. This was a negative enough campaign in Pennsylvania that it seems fair to ask if both of these candidates are less electable than they were.
I actually don't think that it's gotten to the point where it's that negative that's going to affect a general election outcome. But I think that you have to show that you can take a punch and that you can land a punch in this process. And when you're running for president of the United States, you're going to get knocked around a little bit. But I still think that we're in the realm of a relative, and this may be contrary to what a lot of people think, but a relatively friendly race.
Does it bother you as a Democrat when you hear our correspondent Don Gagne report that, there were boos when Obama mentioned Hillary Clinton's name last night?
Well, but there was also, that's true, but there was also, I think that, you saw when, I thought it was interesting when Hillary mentioned that people had wanted her to drop out and the ferocious response from her supporters. It's not breaking news that people feel strongly about both of these candidates, but it is, I think in the big picture, it's a good thing for Democrats that you have two candidates that people feel so good about. And, it always seems really ugly in the spring when you're battling it out in a primary, but people, the history does show, and it's just true on the Republican side, people come together in the general election.
We're talking about the Pennsylvania primary with Democrat Jennifer Palmieri and Republican Tucker Eskew. And Mr. Eskew, let me ask you, it's been said that the questioning of Obama's minister, his remarks about bitter voters and so forth, is just and what was made of that is just a small taste of what Republicans can do to him this fall. Do you think that's true?
Well, no, I think he's doing things to himself, frankly, Steve. The comments about bitter voters, you look at Mrs. Clinton, her comments about sniper fire in Bosnia, these are self-inflicted wounds. In the case of Senator Obama, he's beginning to fill out a picture of himself that voters didn't have. We didn't know this man. We saw a great speaker, and we're beginning to get a sense of peevishness on his part under tough questioning, a disconnect with middle America, perhaps a sense even that he can go just as negative and question just as many motives as many other politicians.
Although, wait a minute, let me just ask about that, because Obama's version of events here is he makes a couple of misstatements, and the other side gins that up into a whole portrait of a man. Is that what's happening here?
Well, I think the process is shaking itself out, and Senator Obama can blame others, but I think some of it comes right back to his own learning curve. And he's certainly learning. He's getting better as a candidate. I don't want to minimize the fact Republicans face a very difficult political climate this year, but no doubt the Pennsylvania primary has brought into relief the fact that while they were fighting it out, Republicans, Senator McCain has done a lot to consolidate his base, build his campaign staff, and improve his fundraising.
And let me ask you both, is there evidence in the Pennsylvania results from yesterday that if white working-class voters went for Hillary, which seems to be the case, that they would not go for Barack Obama if he's the nominee in the fall?
I mean, that's sort of reading the minds of the voters, and I think that's difficult to do. But I think that what's going to make, it was a bad night for superdelegates because they're going to be anxious to see losses in this late in the process for Obama in states like Ohio and Pennsylvania, and he's going to have to take out the map of the U.S. and show the superdelegates how he can get to 270, even though he's not doing well in key battleground states like Ohio and Pennsylvania. They argue that they have a way to get there and that they would bring states into the process, be competitive in states that Democrats don't normally compete in, but they need to convince people of that.
You're mentioning the Democratic leaders who will ultimately decide the nomination. And Tucker, you get the last word.
Well, Barack Obama has not proven yet to be a strong closer, particularly in states Democrats have to have in the general election. He outspent Senator Clinton 3-1. She's a very tough fighter. They've got a campaign underway that hadn't ended, and neither of them is ready to claim victory yet.
Tucker Eskew, good to talk with you again.
Thank you, Steve.
He worked in the Bush White House and on President Bush's 2004 campaign, and Jennifer Palmieri, who worked with John Edwards, Democrat, in 2004, thanks to you.